hymn reminds us of no other sacrifice is worthy, no other sacrifice is acceptable but the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His perfect life, His broken body, and His shed blood. And as we come to the time of the Lord's table, we can think on our souls. If we were merely left to the curse of the law, we have not been left to that curse. By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, the law has become a delight to us. And we can rejoice, as the hymn writer says, believing, we rejoice to see the curse remove. We bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing His bleeding love. I hope this morning as you come to the table, you will come and sing His bleeding love and be thankful that apart from Him there is no other. There is no other salvation given except that which is given through the Lord Jesus Christ. Men, will you join me? As our men come, I want to remind you that this table is open to anyone who has repented and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to save them from their sin. They've been biblically baptized and they are a member of a local church in good standing. If you've not trusted in Him, there's only one hope. If you've ever told one lie, you're a sinner. And all sinners will be condemned who are apart from Christ. They'll be condemned for eternity. If you're here today, stop trusting in yourself and turn to the Lord Jesus. Trust in Him alone. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful. We come and sing Your bleeding love. That You died for sinners. You lived a perfect life and You willingly went to that cross and Your body was broken and You died. And upon Your death, Your blood was shed. Thank You that You were willing to give to the point of shedding Your blood. That there would be real, actual redemption would be accomplished and applied. We give all thanks and glory and honor to our Heavenly Father, the person and work of Christ, and thankfully applied in the Holy Spirit. It's in that wonderful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. As we come to this time, I remind you that as the bread comes, we take it individually as Christ died for individuals. And then as the cup comes, we want you to hold it and we'll take it all together as Christ died for the church. Thank you. May we sing His bleeding love and be thankful for what Christ has done in His person and His work. God's people said...